What's up, party people? It is time for DFW Real Estate Weekly, covering all your DFW residential real estate needs. If you got questions today, folks, you need to let us know. We are here for you, our friends, our family, and our neighbors when it comes to buying, selling, investing in, and don't forget, simply enjoying the home you've got here in DFW. If our crowded studio doesn't completely crash all of the lights and cameras and microphones today, you will then also be able to find us on the podcast. DFW Real Estate Weekly, wherever you find your
podcast.
It's
tight in here.
You can find the recording of this show as well as bonus episodes on topics we don't have time to discuss here live on the air. The podcast is DFW Real Estate Weekly with Todd Tremonti, and that name is extraordinarily long on purpose so that we are easy to find wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Amazon, Spotify, whatever you're into. You can find us there. Now, if you got questions right now today live, you can call or text those to 214-310-0008. 214-310-0008. We got a full studio today. We'll do some introductions here in a minute. But we've got the Todd Tremonti home selling team here studying, practicing, putting it into play all day, every day throughout the year here in DFW with agents in the Fort Worth area and agents in the Dallas area, our primary office here in Richardson. And we're live from the studio. So here's what we got going on. This episode is apparently brought to you by the letter P. And so we're talking planning, pickles, and pigs.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to be honest, I'm not entirely sure why some of those are on the list, but we're going to get to it as we make our way through the show.
You're going
to
love today's show.
Let me blow your mind, moms and dads. Stand by. Take a deep breath before this one. School's out in 2 months.
Hold on. What? School's out.
March, April, May.
For many of us, school is out in 2 to 3 months. That's a little shocking. Is it a little too early to start planning for the summer? And the answer is no. Even last week right here on the show, we were talking about how many of us who have kids of a certain age, the summer schedule is almost finished. It's almost full. Now, I can't wait very soon to launch our new summer fun guide, which we do every summer here in DFW to help you have an awesome summer with the kids, with your friends, by yourself, enjoying great food, great places, great entertainment, great day trips, all sorts of cool stuff. That's coming soon. We'll let you know all about that before too long. But school is, in fact, out in the next 2 to 3 months. We're there. Spring is upon us for the most part. Don't you think there might not be another freeze? There could be. Careful what you plan outside. But it's time to start thinking about that. From a real estate perspective, we are already thinking and focusing in many ways on how to protect and lead and guide and advocate for you for the summer months. So that's where we are. We're going to get into it as we make our way through the show. Now, this first segment is brought to you by Patrick Glaros and his team at ABC Bank. Now, here's the cool thing about Patrick and ABC Bank. Patrick has been my go-to unstoppable best advocate in the market in the world of mortgage for well over 20 years. The fact that he's partnered with ABC Bank in their banking and lending ability has made it an even more incredible and better resource for all of us. So Patrick Glaros, G-L-A-R-O-S, patrickglaros.com, NMLS number 308804. When you're ready to get a hold of Patrick, feel free to call him at 972-386-1231. But more importantly, easy to remember, patrickglaros.com. And if you happen to forget that, just go to toddtremontiteam.com, click on the radio tab. You can find Patrick's info as well as the info of all the other pros and experts that we talk to here on the show. Now, in studio, we've got Full Price Courtney, and she's got a microphone, y'all.
Full Price.
She doesn't have to yell from the background when we give her the mic. We've also got the great Adai Adil, the doctor, the one and only, the expert himself, Grady Dill.
Hello.
There he is, a man of many words, Oklahoma State grad, but we don't hold that against him that much, okay? So we're gonna dig in today, and if you've got questions, you've got comments, you've got a bone to pick, as they say, you just call or text 214-310-0008.
You know what I want to see around the office?
I couldn't possibly guess.
Yeah, like, you know how some... There's some cultures, some offices where you really lean into your cubicle and we have a bullpen. I think we could lean into our alma maters more. Because we've just
more
got,
than
we've
we
got
currently
some,
do.
We've got some great rivalries. I don't see it with my eye when I walk in.
The amount of Aggie talk that happens in this office feels like plenty.
Well, the conversations are there. Are you talking about like decor?
Yes. That's what I mean.
Okay, so that's our.
This was more
like,
of
this
an,
could be fun.
This is more of an interior design kind.
Yeah, that's what. Because we're talking about it.
Yeah. No, I know. But it's not apparent.
Plenty.
When you walk in, you wouldn't know the rivalries.
Here's what's hard.
Some more than others. Have you been in Ian's office?
And if I'm going to speak for myself, here's what's hard.
Go ahead.
America's Brightest Orange is not an easy color to present.
Okay. What he means is Halloween colors, because that's he went to, what's it called, the Halloween Super Center? That's where he went to college. You know, they like
Spirit Halloween?
Yeah, Spirit Halloween.
Okay.
That's where they lease they lease vacant space seasonally and have a college, and everyone wears orange and black.
Damn!
It's weird, but that's what they do.
I'm going to choose to be the bigger man here. I'm just kidding. Not say anything.
I'm just kidding. Some of my favorite people and closest friends are Oklahoma State people. And that's done in good fun, where you're like, you tell your kids, hey, those colors are terrible, but it's a good place to go to school if you want to go. That's like sports hate is fun.
Oh, yeah. Sports
and
hate
then
is
I've got lots of Aggies that I love, but there are Aggies that go too far. And then there are the non-Aggie Aggies, and you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Anyway, why are we talking so much about sports right now, Courtney?
Well, because the question is, national sporting events affect when you go live on the market with your home?
Like March Madness starts, Selection Sunday is tomorrow.
What?
Would I go live tomorrow?
Like next weekend is one of, if not, the greatest weekends in sports.
Yeah, people make all sorts of excuses to opt out of important life choices.
Most men are getting vasectomies.
No, that's Masters weekend. No,
actually, it's both. This is number one. Oh. March Madness is number
Say it on air, Todd! You were wrong!
I'm willing to say you were right. I know a bunch of dudes circumstantially that all chose Masters.
I did Masters. Yeah,
but
Masters.
I'm willing to say that you knew your stuff.
What do you think you'll
pick? You didn't have to be so antagonistic. careful.
No, but like, okay, you say that people will make excuses to avoid really hard decisions, but let's just say they could pick between any of the next three weekends, and they're like, well, yeah, I don't want to do it on that weekend because, like, that's a really fun weekend and I don't want to be out of my house and I don't want to do that. And then there's people that are looking for houses and they're like, yeah, I know, like, we've got time. Like, I don't really want to go out that weekend. Like, I love sitting in front of the TV for 12 hours watching basketball. So, like, it's a genuine question of saying...
No, I think it's a very good question. And broadly, it speaks to the things that impact real estate that many people don't think about. Broadly, like, beyond sports... We talk about the weather here. We talked about daylight savings on the last show and how people just simply are not full-time dedicated world-class experts at this. So they're not studying real estate behavior at that level. We are. That's why we're here to be a resource to you. Now, let me just ask you an obvious question. Do you think Super Bowl weekend would be an ideal time to put your house on the market? Logically, you would say, ooh, feels like Super Bowl Sunday is kind of a no real estate day, right? But... Is the Saturday before that a good day? I would argue it's not the best day, by the way.
Yeah, because people are cooking and prepping.
It also happens to be normally in January, but now potentially in February sometimes. But the point I'm making is these are fair questions, and the answers aren't always obvious. But when you think about a big national sporting event, for example, we here in Dallas pay attention to the Cowboys schedule. When are we going to put a house on the market? When are we going to host an open house? When are we going to host an event? We don't want to be competing with fourth generation diehard Cowboys fans that aren't going to do that.
Cowboys are never competing.
Careful. But the reality is these things do matter. So whether or not I would say, should your house be on the market on that day? I would not say take it off the market. But we might strongly consider what is the very first weekend your home is going to be on the market? Let's wait because that's going to hinder the traffic or the interest. And there are other holiday type situations where it actually really, really helps. because a lot of people have time off of work, but they don't have some significant tradition that preoccupies their time and focus. So they might be way more likely to get out and take a look at houses.
So we're talking about the listing side, but on the buy side, what are the pros of going to look?
Well, and that's kind of what I was trying to transition into. So let me put the question back on you.
Okay.
So you think about like a 3-day weekend where you have a Monday off of work. It's not like everyone has a massive tradition for this holiday.
Right.
Or even if it is, it's like, hey, I got Monday off, but I feel way more flexible. I have more time to get my weekend stuff done on a 3-day weekend. Are your buyers more likely to go look at houses or less because it's a holiday?
It's advantageous for us too, because most people are going to sit on the couch and not do anything.
Yeah.
So even if they don't want to, it's worth the conversation of, hey, nobody else is doing this. Let's go beat everybody out.
Yeah, less competition and a little bit more freedom and flexibility. So I think on the buy side, especially those, I'm not going to say less common because they happen every year, but you know, Christmas is a very different thing from Columbus Day.
Yeah.
Right? So if you
what is Columbus Day?
If you have a Monday off, You might have a 3-day weekend. He's from another country, people. We still love him. You have a 3-day weekend that's like, cool, I'm going to kind of tip my hat to that thing. Now, Veterans Day, Memorial Day, some of these things are different where you might take time as a family to honor veterans or active military. But there are other holidays that for a lot of us are like, hey, I'm going to acknowledge the purpose for the holiday, but I don't have a family tradition. Mm-hmm. We don't have a special meal. I'm not prepping and cooking all weekend, that kind of thing. So those are the ones that I think are really helpful for real estate, buy side and sell side. There are others, and I think, Grady, you're kind of pointing this out. Like, we don't ask our clients to go out on Christmas Eve and do a lot. But if you looked at a house on Christmas Eve, you'd be one of the only ones.
Yeah.
And you might have a seller that's like, we were expecting to get no activity for the next week and a half. So, yeah, you know, 10 a.m. on Christmas Eve, not that big of a deal. We'll let the showing happen. Shoot, we could put a deal together and make our Christmas better. Some of those things are huge advantages. But the question here was national sports, and broadly it brings up major events that actually do affect real estate. And some of these weekends like March Madness or the Masters or the Super Bowl or opening day of baseball season, things where there are a lot of people who have something that is occupying part or all of their focus, and that takes focus away from potential real estate outcomes. So
every Middlesbrough match, every F1 race.
Okay. Now, if you're Ian, 72% of your waking attention, maybe 73, what do you think?
Yeah,
74.5%. And the rest is what the rest of us get, folks. Job, family. No, I'm just kidding. All right, folks, that's a real deal. So we ask that as March Madness is upon us, you know, what would you do? The shortest answer I can give you is you would come up with a customized strategy with your full-time professional. If you're looking for a full-time, dedicated, world-class professional that specializes in buyers or sellers, we got you covered here at the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team. I'm Todd Tremonti. We are the Todd Tremonti Home Selling Team. This radio show is a resource to you, but the reason we can do the show is all day, every day, for more than the last 20 years, we've been honing our local expertise and our systems and our structure and our knowledge. We'd like to offer that to you with a guarantee. We guarantee to sell your home over the average price and under the average time in a neighborhood you love or on small acreage. And then we also guarantee to save you at least $5,000 throughout the purchase process of buying one of those homes. You can find information about that at toddtremontiteam.com. That's toddtremontiteam.com. Or you can call or text us right now or any other time you like at 214-310-0008. Now, go ahead.
I was just going to tell people about DP Lambert and just say, hey, if you have not taken a look at your home insurance or your auto insurance, reach out to DP. And he will be able to take care of that for you, be able to point you in the right direction, get you the best price, get you the most coverage. DP.Lambert, L-A-M-B-E-R-T, DP.Lambert at goosehead.com, 214-614-8595. Go to touchmyteam.com, click on the radio tab, and you can find all of the recommended pros and vendors we talk about right there.
All right, now while we have you in the studio, Grady, we want to pick your brain. This is like we're not normally a news format show. We do comment on the news and try to help our friends and neighbors understand what's true and what they can trust in the marketplace. But in this scenario, you're the field reporter, right? You're out in the field with buyers 5-6 days a week, okay? So right now, creeping into mid-March, what is happening? What is the sentiment? What's the attitude you're seeing from buyers? What is the opportunity to get deals done with sellers? What's the feeling right now?
Well, it's every time we creep towards the summer, you see more and more momentum, if you will.
Yep.
People are starting to think about summer, starting to think about having to relocate with schools or work or whatnot. And so
it's been really bound up though, right? The market's been really anxious and confused, and buyers have been thinking, I want to buy, but I'm not sure it's wise.
People are playing it slow.
Should I wait on rates? Should I wait on prices? But I know that may not be best for me. So there's this circular logic that's just got people bound up. But are we seeing, I think we are, but I want to know from you on the ground, are you seeing us inching towards optimism, inching towards a little bit more activity, a little bit more movement in the market?
Yeah. People are dipping their toes a little bit more.
Yep.
And it's been good to talk to people and say, hey, let's start the conversations now rather than when everybody else wants to.
Don't
and when
you
feel like it's right
wait.
To when it's later, but then it's going to be too late. You're going to be behind the game.
A lot of people want to wait till May or June, which means you're not getting something done until July or August.
Right.
So now is the time to have the conversation. You don't have to execute a contract. Now is the time to get your ducks in a row, to understand pros and cons, what's available, what's not available. What could I really achieve with the mortgage? What could we get a seller to maybe help pay for to achieve with the mortgage? What could we get a builder to do for us so that we can comfortably and conveniently take an extra day or two if we need it, buy ourselves a week here or there, change our mind if we need to, and then ideally get into something early summer so you're settled by mid to late summer before all the things you just said.
Right.
School starts picking up again, you know, work things start tightening back up and that kind of deal. So you're seeing buyers respond that way. What are you seeing from sellers? Are you seeing sellers start to get a little more confident? More homes on the market, less homes on the market, about the same. What's it looking like out there?
I mean, it's about the same. You're seeing the other side of things. Like the people that are needing to move are starting to prepare for that.
Yeah.
Or if they're going to in the summer, they're starting to have the conversations with Jeremy and John to figure out, hey, what needs to happen now so that we're best set up for when the time comes for us to explore.
And as you're talking to the agents who are working for sellers, as you're working for your buyers, is it kind of business as usual? Are you seeing them a little more eager? Are you seeing them a little tougher?
There's a little more excitement. I think the further we get away from the election and the inauguration, because I think people were a little slow to figure out, okay, what's happening?
Yeah.
Where are we going?
Has anything changed?
Yep.
Do we trust the market to move? Mm-hmm. And we've seen mortgage rates slip, you know, not a ton, but enough to care about.
Movement's good.
You know, in the last few weeks. So good stuff. Okay. Listen, folks, if you've got a question about you, your real estate, your investing, buying, or selling, we want to answer that for you. No obligation, no commitment needed. We want to be a value add in your life. If I bumped into you in the grocery store, I want a solid handshake and I want to appreciate each other. So we're happy to add some value for you, whether you are ready to buy or sell or whether we're the right professional for you. 214-310-0008. That's 214-310-0008. 0008 or online at toddtremonteteam.com.
I've got a top 10 list for you.
Okay.
You love top 10 lists, right?
I mean, I love some things more, but
this
I like a top 10 list.
Is a top 10 list according to realtor.com of the most popular neighborhoods in America.
And now this.
Based on the number of listing views that they had.
This is the top 10
neighborhoods
in America,
based on
buyer views.
The highest number of listing views in January.
On what platform?
Realtor.com.
Okay, Realtor.com. Got it. Not owned by the National Association of Realtors anymore,
correct,
just so everybody knows. They sold it a long time ago because they were, quote, dumb, end quote. That's my quote. I said that.
Two in Texas. Two of the top 10 are in Texas.
Two of the neighborhoods?
Yeah.
U.S. neighborhoods for...
That's pretty amazing.
Is one of them in the top five?
No. Number one was Woodmont in Milford, Connecticut. Number two, Beverly Crest, L.A., where famous people such as Taylor Swift, Jennifer Lawrence, and Leonardo DiCaprio live. You have Mount Lebanon in Pittsburgh. Wild Dunes on the Isle of Palms
Great
in South
name.
Carolina.
Great name.
Now,
man.
I would...
Brilliant
that,
name.
That's a killer place to live, by the way.
Aberdeen, not in Aberdeen, Scotland, but in Boynton Beach, Florida.
Yep.
Okay. And then
appreciate
you've
the clarification.
Got, yeah,
oh,
I'm wanting
to guess
make
the
sure,
Texas ones?
Go ahead. Number 6 and 7 are both Texas.
6 and 7.
Now, silence is not good for the radio.
I'm going to say Preston Hollow is
number 7. Can you get number 6? Probably not.
Probably not.
Lake Ridge in Cedar Hill, Texas.
Okay, okay. So what I was going to say is based on the way the list was going, these were like very small lead defined neighborhoods. So I would have thought Preston Hollow was even too broad. I would never have gotten that second one.
My second favorite is, well, number 8, North Central Billings. Number 9, East Sandwich in Sandwich, Massachusetts.
I'm out. Mm. I'm out on that one.
That's pretty good.
I'm out.
And then Central Norwich in Norwich, Connecticut. There you go. There's your top 10. But two in Texas.
And an enthralling list it was, everybody. You know, from time to time, you get a top 10 list that, as Courtney would say, just slaps.
I'm going
to
give you a takeaway, though.
Okay.
Here you go. Because in the what this means for agents section of this, it says 5 of the top 10 have homes that are below the national median. So you should highlight affordability if you have it in your market.
He pulled it out, folks. He pulled it out. There was a reason for the top 10 list. Way to go.
Thank you. Well done.
Yeah, look, affordability is topic number one in real estate right now for the vast majority of our listeners and folks across the country. Now, by the way, carve out what many would call the luxury market, luxury typically defined by 2 times the average price point for your market. So in our market, let's just generalize that at 800 and up. That's a different market than what you're talking about, right? So there are fewer and fewer and fewer people that can afford 800,000 and up homes. So
especially if you're in East Sandwich, where the median home price is 924,750.
So the point I'm making is this: if Realtor.com is looking at where most of the activity is, it's going to be where it's most affordable, typically, not always. So you think you have, whatever, pick a round number, 10 million people come to your website every month. You think there'd be somewhat of a standard distribution of incomes and affordability, factoring for the number of people that are actually on the internet, right? So that being said, there's just going to be fewer people in those high-end neighborhoods. So for a neighborhood like that to make the list is really saying something, because statistically you would think it would be the low to mid price point where more people were looking. Now, people dream about those beautiful neighborhoods, so they skew a little bit.
That's why your Preston Hollows on there. That's why the one in Beverly Hills area.
But you would think logically that those would not actually be the areas getting the most views because fewer people can afford them. So that, my point is, that shows you how healthy that luxury end of the market actually is right now. So I would carve that out of this list otherwise and say normal behavior right now is skewing towards the more affordable things. Because people are able to afford a little bit less right now. Interest rates are making their move back down a little bit, though, so affordability is improving on residential, but with taxes and cost of other things like simply groceries and gasoline, things like that, you're seeing people focus on a slightly lower budget. So it would make more sense that some more affordable, more approachable neighborhoods would be on there. So that's just my 2 cents, and typically they're pretty helpful 2 cents. So there you go, folks. A top 10 list that gives you a little bit of an indication of what's happening in our local markets. But let me ask you this. Where would you like to live? Where's the neighborhood you've dreamed about thinking, well, where I am is fine, but I'd love to be there someday. As you think about it and you dream about it, let's talk about it. Let's talk about when that could be possibly done, how that could possibly be achieved, if it could be done affordably, if it's realistic. Are there any alternatives to that neighborhood? If you're thinking about making a move, or if you've been dreaming about a move but not really thinking about the mechanics of it, let's have a conversation. We'd be happy to provide a free strategy session at no cost to you. All you got to do is give us a call, 214-310-0008. That's 214-310-0008. And don't forget,
Google Todd Tremonti and check out over 700 five-star reviews.
Welcome back, party people. Welcome back. Listen, before the break, or at the break, we were talking about an event that you just need to know about. We're going to get to that here in a minute. But as a team that specializes in both DFW neighborhoods and homes on land, we like to bring to you the greatest information in DFW related to those two things. If you live in a neighborhood that you're proud to live in, or you want to, or you've been dreaming of a certain area, or maybe you're thinking, gosh, we'd like to have a bigger yard, we'd have to have more room for privacy, to play, to work, to grow things, we got you. That's what we've got you. Now, if you're saying I'd like to buy an industrial building, that's not what we do. We are not a real estate office that will tell you we can and should do anything and everything anywhere. Here's what we do. In and all around DFW, with office in Fort Worth, office in Richardson, we want to help you with single family residential real estate in a neighborhood you're excited about or on a few acres. And a few can be determined however you want, you know, half acre to 8 or 10 acres, whatever. The fact is, if you're looking for acreage property or you're looking to be in a neighborhood, that's what we do. And we've built systems around that to knock it out of the park for you. We have a 7-step proprietary marketing system when it's time to sell. We can customize within that system for you. And we have a 13-point program on the buy side that's guaranteed to save you at least $5,000 throughout that process. Right now, we're hearing 10, 15, 20, 30, more and more often. We believe now is the time to take advantage of your DFW real estate opportunity before a season where we believe values are going to continue to increase and increase the rate of increase for most of the rest of my life, which I expect to be still quite a long time. So that's where we are in the market, folks. We believe that if you want to buy or sell, you don't need to be in a panicked rush, but you need to be heads up, figuring out your approach, getting a strategy in place, and we're offering you a completely free strategy session. No charge, no commitment required. All you got to do is call or text the word strategy, 214-310-0008. 214-310-0008, or you can go online to ToddTremontiTeam.com, click any button, fill out any form, watch some videos, listen to some podcasts, and when you're ready to talk, we'd be happy to talk. Just don't wait too late. You can't start that conversation too soon. 214-310-0008.
Grady. Hey. Hey, I'm going to ask you to go and do a little costume change real quick for me. Thanks. Yep. If you're on the video,
oh boy,
you'll understand what we're doing here. If you're on the audio, I'll explain it in just a little bit. But this first segment of this show is going to be brought to you by Patrick Glaros with ABC Bank. Awesome stuff that they are doing over there. You can reach out to Patrick if you're needing to get a mortgage, refinance, you just have questions. Start with Patrick. PatrickGlaros.com is the website. You can start an application right there. 972-386-1231, NMLS number 308804. Or go to ToddTremontiTeam.com, click on the radio tab where you can find all of our recommended pros and vendors. Now, I don't think Patrick's ever going to have been more excited to sponsor a segment than what we've got coming up right now.
I'm not positive at the moment, so let's go ahead.
I like to think that we are incredibly informed when it comes to DFW. Like, we pride ourselves. I'm
quite
on
confident in
a
that.
I know we are.
Mm-hmm.
I came across something this week that I actually had not heard of before. Now, it's an event, and it's impossible to know every event that goes on in DFW.
Mm-hmm.
But were you aware that in the fine city of Mansfield, they have an annual pickle parade? Did you know that?
I did not. I've yet to enjoy the annual Mansfield Pickle Parade.
Well, on March 22nd will be the annual Pickle Parade. Now, I would like to turn it over to correspondent, pickle expert, Grady Dill.
And now,
Ian, thanks for having me.
Yes.
It's great to be here. Let me tell you a little bit about the Mansfield Pickle Parade. First off, Best Made, are you aware? The pickle brand?
The Best Made brand? Yeah.
Mansfield. Did you know that?
I actually did know that.
Okay.
Whoa!
That's impressive, and I'm going to be honest.
The reason is they sponsor other events in the region, okay, including some Baylor sporting stuff.
Yeah, so that's where it all kind of links back to. But like you said, on the 22nd...
It's the 15th. It's tomorrow. I got the date wrong. It's tomorrow. 16th.
Listen, I'm fired up.
All day.
I'll drive.
All day. You get to see the Pickle Queens.
Wow.
You get to see the pickle protectors who are protecting the queens, and then the pickle dude. Not to be confused with myself, I'm not the pickle dude, but
It is the 22nd, confirmed.
Okay. Thank you. You, Grady Dill.
I'm not the pickle dude.
Unofficially. Not the pickle dude, because currently.
To my friends and family,
For our radio only listeners, he is in fact in a giant pickle outfit right now.
Yeah.
If you have never ventured over to the YouTube channel, this is your moment.
Is it.
You're not the pickle protector, but there is a pickle protector who protects the pickle queens from the pickle parade.
And then there's the
in
pickle
Mansfield,
dude.
And the pickle dude is like, a different dude.
Yeah, he's a dancing pickle.
Of course.
He makes my outfit, which it might not be an outfit, but it's a different ball game. But it's all day.
Different.
There's
level.
Live music. There's a magic show. There's a 5K and fun run that goes on.
Oh,
and then I know you're thinking about this. There is a pie eating contest. There is a pickle eating contest.
What kind of pie are we doing?
I don't know. Pickle? Hopefully not pickle.
Is pickle pie a thing?
As far as I know, I hope it's not a thing.
Pickled peppers are a thing.
And then there's also a pickle juice drinking contest.
Ooh. Okay.
So I wonder if
Jason Witten will be there.
Remember
when he was promoting the pickle juice for athletic recovery? Oh, yeah. It was all over the billboards, all over DFW.
Yeah, so that's the big pickle parade.
Did you
13th
know,
annual.
Did you know it's the... And this is shocking.
Now, make the sure if you share information that it's accurate.
The world's only... Well, look, in my defense, the article that was sent to me was last year's article that had last year's
date.
Things
can change in
so
you
I had to look it up, and I found this year's
one. You have to keep saying, in my defense...
I'm just saying.
It's scary.
There's reasons. It is the world's only... pickle parade. The world. In imagine the world.
That. Well, it started in 2012.
I would imagine we are currently the world's only radio show covering this event this much.
And it's an honor.
With
it's
this many
deal.
People dressed
it's
as a pickle.
It's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
You get it? He gets the credit for that one.
It's, right, it's happened.
Yeah.
So what the heck does this have to do with real estate?
Please tell us.
Well, it leads us into talking about Mansfield and the opportunity of homes on land in Mansfield. And so I punched some quick numbers. There's 335 homes, last time I checked, on the market currently in Mansfield. And of those, 36 are on half an acre or more.
Okay. So there's got, an opportunity.
Yeah. So 10
plus percent.
Yeah. So you've got 36 homes that if you're interested in the market to go get half an acre or more in Mansfield for a pretty vast price range. Like it's very affordable or you can go
Go
crazy.
We've seen things over there that are still in the twos. Not a lot, but 200s-ish. Certainly well into the millions because you've got Joe Pool Lake there. You are kind of on the border of to the north. You've got the mighty Metroplex and all the crazy stuff going on. And to the south, you've got some open land, right? You've got I-45 to the southeast where you can, you know, get all across the state. You're not far from Fort Worth or Arlington. So, you know, if you're an in-town DFW person, Midlothian may sound way out there to you, but it's not from a travel perspective. You can be up and in town, no problem. 360 is going to get you right there. And you've got 287, you know, to get you over to the Fort Worth side of things. But, you know, there's a lot of people who, you know, I'm just going to say it, love Mansfield and probably would rather you not move there because they love Mansfield and the small town feel that it has had and is changing due to growth.
Yeah.
But if you're thinking, man, I'd love to be on an acre or two, Mansfield's a heck of a spot to be, especially if you're working mid-cities or west side. If you want to be near the water, you want to be near some open spaces, hike and bike type stuff, hunting, fishing, and outdoors. That's a spot we keep our eye on, especially for our Fort Worth side folks that are thinking homes on land. Give me a bigger lot, but access to all the things if you still want the movie theaters and the restaurants. You got all of it for sure in that Mansfield community. Plus, I mean, you got a pickle parade.
You do have
that's a
pickle parade.
A win.
You know? No one loves a pickle parade more than Grady Dill. But as he would say, it's a big
deal.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Listen, folks, if we can help you buy or sell a home on some land in the Mansfield area or anywhere else in or on the edge of DFW, it's one of the things we enjoy most. It's one of the things we've built systems around most. And we have sort of a team within the team here that we call the Homes on Land team. We've got the home selling team and the Homes on Land team. And boy, would we actually really, truly love and enjoy and have fun helping you achieve the dream of buying or creating a home on land. And then certainly, if you're thinking about selling one, we have a 7-step proprietary process where we guarantee to sell your home on land over the average price and under the average time. And if you're thinking about that anytime soon, buying or selling a home on land, you just simply give us a call. 214-310-0008. And if you're not quite ready to have that call, shoot us a text, and then we can text or email back and forth and set something up for the right time. 214-310-0008. If you haven't checked your property value lately, whether it's on land or in the neighborhood or any other situation, just go to toddtremonteteam.com. And on the homepage, you're just going to click on that home value tab. You can also click on the sellers tab, get a little bit of information about how we do all this, and then get your home value, track your home equity. Or if you'd be so inclined, you can request a cash offer and we'll get that to you within a couple of days. All that happens online at toddtremonteteam.com.
We've talked a decent chunk over the last few months about Universal Studios getting ready to, you know, they're building it. They're
so much concrete.
Doing a bunch of stuff. So much concrete. It's going to be huge. But I got some more exciting news for you.
I can't wait.
Universal Studios is not yet open, but much to Courtney's excitement.
Wait for it. Does she need a microphone for this? Quick reaction. Live reaction.
Peppa Pig theme park now open in North Richland Hills.
Wow. Wow.
I can't wait to take Louie.
I probably need to take my littlest.
Take Lainey and Louie.
Who Peppa Pig is.
Whoa.
Oh,
hold
my.
Hold on. Don't take offense. Listen, the Englishman in the room, yeah, those are fighting words, okay?
Yeah, I don't know what I'm fighting.
By the way, why does Caillou not have hair? Different one, but I'd never figured that out.
There's theories. I don't know if we can talk about
it. I have a working theory. Is it health related?
I think so.
Okay, Peppa Pig is, might I say, British? I don't know that we know where she's from in the United Kingdom.
She's from England.
Okay, he says England. So she's English. The accents are fun for kids. The storylines are problematic at best. But there is a character, you guys might know the name. I referred to this character as Skunk Face just to antagonize my daughter. It's really, she thinks it's really, really funny. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
No.
I'll think of it.
Skunk Face.
It's just, it's like a...
There isn't a skunk.
It's not a skunk, but never mind. Go ahead. What is it that Louie loves so much about Peppa the Pig?
You know, it has like a soothing cadence. I think
it's the accents. I really can't figure it out.
It has a little bit of comedy in it. Daddy Pig says he knows everything and gets everything wrong.
Well, you know they're pregnant.
First of all,
they're having another baby.
I thought it was evergreen and forever timeless. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand that. Now, I will say Daddy Pig is continuing to perpetuate the idea that men are useless. And I don't like
that. I think we know everything.
It's a perfect caricature. It's a perfect caricature of the failure of men to lead. That's a topic for maybe another time, but I will die on that hill. But this is what our culture does. Is art imitating life, or is life imitating art? I'll tell you one thing we're doing.
That's pretty deep for a Peppa Pig.
Tell you one thing we're doing with Peppa and many other shows is we're reiterating the fact that men are useless, and I don't like it one bit. But it may be true. But let's go, man. Let's get off our rear ends and lead our families. And then Peppa might not think that Daddy was so foolish. But anyway.
All right, so that's open. It's in North Richland Hills. So why don't we give a little bit of a shout out to the city of North Richland Hills and give me some of your thoughts on it.
NRH.
NRH.
North Richland Hills. I'll tell you what. People love North Richland Hills. And when you hear people talk about living there, it's like we have everything we could ever want or need in our community, right? So you've got a lot of other really popular communities around North Richland Hills, certainly including North Richland Hills. But it's an area, by the way, some of the best food on the planet used to be in Watauga and now is in South Lake Town Center. And when I think of North Richland Hills, I think of Watauga and South Lake, right? So you're thinking... you got Richland Hills to the south and North Richland Hills to the north. Believe it or not, North Richland Hills is probably more popular than Richland Hills, or at least it's better known. You got Colleyville, South Lake, Bedford, Hearst, Euless, Haltom City, Watauga. So you've kind of got this mid-cities vibe, mid being in between Dallas and Fort Worth, North Richland Hills to the north. Not that far from Grapevine and the lake, but you know, you've got quite a few major highways coming east-west through here, and then you've got significant highways going north-south, going to get you down to South Fort Worth, over to Arlington, out off the tollway and all that good stuff. So it's an easy place to get to and from, and it's so centrally located, you can get to all kinds of stuff. So if you're thinking sporting events in Arlington, no big deal. Everything in Fort Worth, easy, easy. Dallas, a little bit further on the other side of the airport, but lots of good food there, lots of great retail, lots of good shopping. Full spectrum of housing, townhomes, condos, apartments, single family, small lot, single family, big lot. Not a lot of open land left in North Richland Hills. And then pricing and affordability is kind of around that midpoint, but you got options on both sides. So North Western Hills is a pretty good spot.
Lots of parks and trails.
Yeah.
They're over 700 acres of parkland out there.
Yep. And their city services are run pretty well. So when you see the parks and the hike and bike trails and all that, they're pretty well maintained and utilized for city services and events and things like that.
A couple of other things I think really stand out. You got NRH2O.
I was just going to say, what a cleverly named water park. Yep.
Consistently ranked among one of the top water parks, not just in Texas, but in the nation.
And in my mind, that's still new. It's probably been around a lot longer than I think, but that's one of the newer ones, and I think newer, cleaner, safer, well-run, all that good stuff.
We've also got NY Tech Sports Center, a 2,400-seat multi-purpose arena home to the Texas Brahmas of the Central Hockey League.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. You stumped me again. I did not know the Central Hockey League had a team there. I do know that people love...
I'm a big fan of the Central Hockey League, Todd.
I know that people love to live in North Western Hills. And it sort of bleeds into those Watauga Keller communities where it feels pretty similar in each of those places. There's some big master plan communities. There's still some older areas where you can get a unique property on a unique lot that feels less master planned in a good way. So kind of full spectrum there. A great place to live. Again, I think location being one of the massive benefits to North Western Hills, because you can get just about anywhere within a reasonable period of time. Again, just west of the airport, leans a little Fort Worth, leans a little Arlington. I think Watauga, Keller, Southlake, Colleyville, when I think North Western Hills. So pretty cool spot to be. If you're from outside the area, maybe you're catching this on the podcast, holler at us. Check out the YouTube channel where we've got information about cities all over the community. But I think that was really mostly for people that are in Dallas. And because it is so big and so diverse, we don't always take advantage of these smaller communities. I say smaller communities, different communities than where you live. All right. If you're in Aledo, are you checking out North Richland Hills? Are you going over to the water park? Are you checking out their restaurants? If you live in, you know, North Dallas, when's the last time you went and visited North Richland Hills and just enjoyed something they've got that your part of town doesn't? I think it's such a cool privilege to live in DFW and have the diversity we have of food and recreation and hotels and trails and venues and things. We often travel, and we're fortunate to get to do that, and we love to travel, and we love to travel for food. And then a lot of times we come home and we're like, man, there's so many things in our own city that we haven't explored. We want to explore the world and our country, but we all often feel a little guilty, like we haven't even done that at home. And many people around the world would say we live in a community that has more entertainment and food than almost any other. And so one of the things I would love to do that my wife and I are talking about is doing a date night in like a different DFW community, you know, once a month or so, and exploring areas like North Richland Hills. By the way, Roanoke was one that surprised us and we ended up really, really loving as well. Something else that might surprise you is that there's a lot of benefit to revisiting your garage floors, your concrete surfaces, your pool deck, your sport court, your splash pad, whatever you might have at your home that is a solid surface, flooring surface that could be prettier, could smell better, could be more structurally sound, could be more useful, could add value to your property. So goodgaragefloors.com is who I have used for that. They did it sounds so silly to say this, but a really beautiful flooring in our garage. It just looks better. It looks more valuable. It's cleaner. When we come in and the cars are wet from the rain, we just squeegee that off instead of watching it seep in and stain the floor. If you have an oil leak or you're working on your vehicles or the mower or anything like that, you got a cleaner, safer, less slippery surface, and it's going to increase your resale value. Now, where they really blew my mind was outside on the old busted up, cracked up concrete slab we had that we just used to use because we have a couple of acres and we wanted someplace with a solid surface. They came in, multicolor stain, sealed it, added some friction to the surface so it wasn't so dangerous and slippery. And now we have what we believe is really beautiful and super useful. Pickleball court, basketball court. We're now using it for volleyball as much as anything because the girls are playing volleyball. And that's right next to the bocce court and the garden and the play area. And it's a cool, defined, really beautiful, really useful, safe, weather-resistant space. GoodGarageFloors.com. They did it for me. They can do it for you. Make sure you tell them Todd Tremonti sent you. All right, Grady, while we've got you, the dill himself, the dill maker, he might be called. If someone wants to buy a house before the end of summer, when is the best time for them to reach out?
Yesterday.
I think that's the right answer.
Yesterday is the
right
answer.
Why is that true? Hold on, Courtney, go ahead and say what you want to say. He's a realtor. Of course he's going to say that, right?
Of course you're going to say that. Tell me when there's a bad time to buy. Great a deal.
There's not a bad time to start the conversation about when to buy. Do you know what needs to happen, Courtney, between now and say you're going to buy this summer?
That's a great point.
What?
Exactly.
Yeah. So
you said what, if you couldn't hear that.
Yeah. So excellent answer. Really good question, right? Why? Why do I need to talk to you now? What's your answer? I mean, what are the things that happen between I want to start talking and thinking about it and it actually happening? Just doesn't have to be in any perfect order. What are some of the
things? Do you have a professional? Do you know what the professional is going to do for you in the sense of bringing value and relieving stress and protecting your family through the process? If you need to, have you talked to a lender to figure out the financial side of the conversation and the situation? Have you figured out what your family wants and needs? What needs to happen before then? What's the most beneficial for y'all along the way? Have you had any of those conversations?
This feels really overwhelming. Will you just guide me through the whole thing?
We should sit on and have coffee.
And the sooner you have that conversation, the more comfortable you are. The later you have that conversation, even if you have a world-class full-time specialist, it feels tense. Make the decision when you make the grocery list before you go to the store. Instead of being hungry at the grocery store in the checkout line and the way overpriced, terrible for you thing is screaming at you and you can't make a wise choice.
Like, how did I end up with Oreos? I don't know. I wasn't planning on getting Oreos.
Don't put yourself in that situation. So when you wait to the last minute because you tell yourself, oh, I don't want to talk to a salesperson. I get that. Most real estate agents are terrible at their jobs. So early, find someone you can trust. By the way, you could trust Grady. Have a conversation early when you're not yet like, I got to make a decision this weekend. You're like, hey, we got months to figure this out. What parts of town would be wise? What financing approach? How much do I want to put down? What are the benefits of keeping more cash versus investing more cash? That's the neighborhood I think we want, but what are some other neighborhoods maybe I don't know about? Mm-hmm. What are the benefits of that neighborhood? What are some things that might not fit my criteria? I want to learn a little bit more about the schools. What would the actual commute be on the days I go into the office in the morning? What would it be in the evening? Where would we go to church? Where would we shop? Where would the kids play sports? Is it safe when I'm out of town? These are the things that you can afford to figure out when you start the conversation early, but when you wait to the last minute, you run out of options and flexibility and you get a less advantageous deal on that house. So if you're thinking about buying a home right now and you'd like to talk specifically to the man himself, the Grady Dill, just call 214-310-0008 and ask for him. Say, I'd like to talk to the Dill. I'd like a good deal from the Dill. Now, if you're thinking about selling, same phone number, 214-310-0008. We'll get you matched up with a world-class full-time, what we call marketing specialist, to help you market and negotiate the sale of that house. If you don't know what your property's worth, you're thinking about buying, you're thinking about selling, any of those things, feel free to start your process at
DodgerMoneyTeam.com.
And listen, don't forget.
Google Todd Tremonti and check out over 700 five-star reviews.